Jesus instituted a sacrament, two as I mentioned, only two. One of the sacraments, the sacrament of baptism, and the other was the sacrament of Holy Communion. Because he participated. He not only instituted, he participated in it. And that's what we celebrate today. Miss Tina, would you help me to serve this morning? When they were there in Jerusalem, and they had gathered in what they call the upper room, Judy and I was blessed to be there. There really is a place called the upper room. It's just a room above a building there in Jerusalem. And they were to gather. Jesus had it all arranged, and they were to gather in the upper room, and they were celebrating the Passover meal. The Passover is a celebration of being delivered from bondage in Egypt, where God brought them out, brought them through the wilderness into the promised land. That's what they were celebrating. And part of it, Betty and Phil does a good job in some of the things that we do in a synopsis when they celebrate the Seder dinner. And that Seder is simply an order of worship to do that. And it was an order. And the disciples were there, and they were going to participate in it. And when Jesus went through all the rituals, and he had taken the bread, and he had lifted it to heaven, oh, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, this bread will become my body, which will be broken for you. And then he took it, and he gave it to the disciples, and he told them to eat all of this. Now, likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And again, he'd given thanks. O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he said to the disciples, which, if I remember correctly, is the third cup in the Passover meal. There's four cups of wine that goes through the ritual. That this is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And he told them that this cup would represent his blood, which would be shed for the forgiveness of sin. Now there they were in the Passover. They knew the blood of the lambs were shed for the forgiveness of sin, and they wondered, what in the world is this guy talking about? Well, they came to find out a little later. But when he passed the bread and passed the cup, they dipped it, and they partook, take out of that way. That's the way we're going to do this morning, is what we call by intention. Miss Tina, let's serve the musician first this morning. And we invite you all to come to the Lord's table this morning. Travis, the broken body of our Lord, broken for you, and the cup which represents his blood, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take thee your comfort in Jesus' name. Those of you who are going to use the little cups can participate this way. Others that want to come to the altar, the table is set. And thank you. The broken body of our Lord, represented in your bread. The cup that represents the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort. If you would eat the bread all by itself, it would be bland. But when you dip it into the cup, your taste buds come alive. And we realize the sweetness of Jesus' love and grace. Taste your comfort, knowing that your sins have been forgiven, your life has been made well and whole with the love of God. Take to your comfort in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Christina, bread. Broken for you, which represents Christ's body. Take to your comfort. Through the death, the burial, and resurrection, and the shed. we experience love and forgiveness and eternal life. In Jesus' name. Has anyone been served who wishes to be served? As we arise from this table and we go back into the world, just know that it's a symbolism, it's a celebration of what Christ done for us. But we have been made well and made whole in the physical and the spiritual aspect of our life here on this earth. And the hope of eternal life. It's no longer a hope, Jesus assures us. So as we go from this table and we rise, we celebrate knowing that our sins have been forgiven and we have been made well and whole in Jesus' name. Go now in peace.